Thanks for clicking on our podcast. This is John Fraser, and with my partner in wine down in the Cape, Michael Olivier, each week we taste the very best that the Cape has to offer in wines or spirits, whatever tickles our fancy, and hopefully it'll tickle yours as well. And you're back with Divine Intervention, although it's not divine today, it's de gin. We're trying a South African gin. As many of you will know, gin is becoming very, very popular and fashionable these days. And just to make sure that fashion doesn't become too extreme, we're going to drink some and maybe put people back in their place. With me in the studio today, we have a couple of lovers of the grape and the grain. We have Chris Gilmore from Absa, Dino Fagus from Prosper Restaurant in Pretoria, and Gancho Muncharov from Tessos. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay. Before we go into the gin, we have to talk to our expert down in Cape Town, Michael Olivier. Michael, great to chat to you.
John, thank you. Thank you. Nice being with you all again.
And thank you very much indeed for suggesting a gin, the opening of which has cut open my thumb. It's a rather strange bottle, and I didn't manage to do it full justice, but I'll try not to bleed over too many of our guests today. So it's, tell us about it. It's a dumpy little bottle.
It's a 500-milliliter bottle. Comes very nicely packaged in a white box. It's called a Wilderer Fynbos gin, and made by a chap called Helmut Wilderer, who's been producing grappa and fruit liqueurs, etc., for about 20 years or more. And he has a distillery at Spice Route in Paarl, and a very nice little restaurant called La Grapperia. Now, the gin is made from wine spirit, and then obviously they use juniper berries, but they do use some fynbos botanicals as well. And they're fortunate to have access to clear spring water from Franschhoek. So they use the botanicals, it's fynbos stuff, it's roots and spices. And one of the interesting ingredients is what they call wilde dacha, or lion's tail, Leonotus leonoris, which actually grows in our garden. It's got the most beautiful orange flowers. And I was looking at what it actually, it's used medicinally, and it induces a mild state of elation. So I think we're in for a bit of fun. There's honeybush there and buchu and devil's claw as well. It's a lovely, clean gin. It's got a nice aromatic to it. It's great just simply poured over some ice. It's lovely with a tonic and a slice of lemon. And I really like what they're doing out there at Spice Route. Lovely, lovely products, and well worth landing a bottle of this gin, particularly with this whole gin thing going on at the moment, where so many people are producing really good gins.
Well, of course, you know, every time I chat to you, Michael, I get a mild sense of elation. Yeah. And today is no different. I was sceptical, as I was last time, and I think we've done one previous gin tasting on Divine Intervention. Gin on its own? No. It's a drink you have with tonic when you're sitting in India keeping the rabble under control. But this is actually a very nice liqueur. I'm enjoying it. I'm finding it very pleasant. I'm drinking it with a cube of ice. I like it. It's got a complexity, but it doesn't have the aggressive character that that neat gin typically would have if you were to buy one of the more well-known supermarket brands. But as usual, what do I know? Dino, you're in the restaurant trade. You've got a diner's club, very good wine list certificate for your very good wine list. So you know a bit about booze. Tell us about this one.
I like the freshness on it, and like you said, it is very smooth. It's not harsh. It's very drinkable on its own.
And is this something that people are beginning to order? Because I know they have gin bars these days. Indeed, a while back there was a report of a gin bar in a coastal town I used to live in called Hove, where the owner had made sure that people couldn't get cell phone signal so they could concentrate on their gin. In the days smooth. I lived in Hove, I tell you, the only gin consumed was behind closed doors at these wife-swapping parties that they used to have in the suburbs. And the high street was very, very boring indeed. So it was interesting to see there are now gin bars and people will drink it. Are you drinking it, Mr. Gilmore?
Was that Brighton and Hove Albion?
Yeah, that was our local football team.
Right, okay, I'm with you.
Which is why I've never been that keen on football. It's a shameful experience.
Do you know, when you smell the aromas, it's very similar to a kind of Gordon's or a Tanqueray or whatever. But when you drink it, by Jove, it's incredibly different. And as you say, John, this is something that you can sip quite nicely for a while. Look, gin for me has always been a kind of gin and tonic type thing, but this is something that I think you could... you could really explore the complexity of it, and Michael has gone through that in a great deal of detail. I rather like it. I don't know if I'd sit there all afternoon quaffing it, though.
I think you would, Chris.
Well, maybe I would.
Knowing you as well as I do, I think you would.
Maybe I've had some tonic, yeah.
It's wonderful also with a little swirl of dry vermouth in it.
Okay.
So heading towards a martini.
Isn't that what the
fridge, yeah.
Isn't that what the Queen drinks?
Doesn't she drink Dubonnet?
Dubonnet, sorry, you're quite right.
I think it was the Queen Mum who used to drink pints of gin.
Mother's ruin.
Well, she lived to a grand old age, so it's obviously got something going for it. Gencho, are you enjoying this neatest gin?
Well, it's 12 degrees outside, and it's not the weather for gin as far as I'm concerned. When I look at the bottle, it looks like a bottle you take off the shelves of a old style pharmacy. And the smell and the taste is very medicinal. It's very enjoyable, having said that. I would still like to have it with some tonic and just a squeeze of Valencia orange, and this will be very nice.
But did it surprise you?
It surprised me. It's surprising. I've never tasted anything quite like that. It's pleasant. It's surprising at first, and then yes, I'll finish it and I'll have some more, please.
We can arrange that. We can certainly arrange that. And of course, it is a South African product, Michael. We keep saying week after week, South Africa is producing some pretty good stuff to compete with the world. We do. Absolutely stunning brandies. We do wonderful ports, even though we can't call them that. Sherry lovers like the South African sherry, and I don't need to go into detail on our sparkling wines and our table wines either. It's nice to know that we can do gin too.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, there's a wine estate out in Stellenbosch called Asara, and they have it's a lovely sort of hotel as well, and they've got a gin bar there which has over 200 different makes of gin, obviously not all South African, but a huge variety of South African gins there too.
That's interesting. I'm not sure. I still don't get the concept of a gin bar. Do you know what does that idea do for you?
I don't think it would work in South Africa. Maybe in Cape Town.
Well, they have some in Cape Town, yeah. I believe. Yeah,
I know. London is big on them.
Chris?
Oh, I think it would work like a charm. It'd be brilliant. Michael, I mean, any indication as to what the pricing of this would be relative to its mainstream competitors, the likes of Bombay Sapphire, whatever?
I'm so bad on on pricing. I always, before we do these podcasts, always mean to look up the price, but I honestly don't know. But I would think that it would be an even-handed price.
Okay, well, I think that's all we need to say on this particular gin. Just to summarise, Michael Olivier, it's a Wilderer gin, and it comes from Paarl, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. They do have a distillery in Franschhoek as well.
Okay, well, as do we all. As do we all in our dreams. So that was our latest Divine Intervention podcast. We've been chatting about gin for a change, and I think the consensus is that this is certainly worth exploring. After the first three bottles, who cares? You'll enjoy it anyway. Many thanks to our wine guru down in Cape Town, Michael Olivier, for introducing us to something slightly less whiny. To our whining panel in Joburg of Dino Fagus, Chris Gilmore and Gencho Muncharoff. I'm John Fraser, and that was Divine Intervention.